Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, July the 6th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, let's get to today's show, where I start off with, as it says, a discussion of the US, what I call, cultural revolution. The world improvers are at work busily scrubbing the past of any lesson or fact that doesn't meet the latest version of what they like to call truth. So that starts the show, and then I talk about how the US is the world's busybody. You know, what's happening in Hong Kong is unfortunate, but frankly, you know, it's none of the business of the US. Unfortunate things are happening in 100 places around the world. You can't solve other people's problems for them, nor should you try. So we'll have a look at the consequences of that. Then we study the Bureau of Lies and Scams, otherwise known as the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which has underreported the number of unemployed by at least 13.7 million people. And frankly, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but the BLS has lost all remaining credibility with its current report. So I'll give you chapter and verse and proof of the statistics to justify. Then we have the bad news Boeing segment. Comes as often as I can dig it up. Then we will talk about the very nasty fact that US businesses are declaring bankruptcy faster than at any time since 2013. And the worst is still ahead. It should be by now obvious to everyone the economy is not restarting as planned. Well, then we come to the Gish Gallop fantasy, which is where a bunch of individually weak arguments is presented to give the illusions of a single strong case. And I use an interview with John Bolton, who is a liar par extraordinaire, to bolster my case. Then we will talk indeed about wasting time, sitting in traffic jams, wandering the malls, babbling with friends, watching half mindless sitcoms, But the worst, of course, is the smartphones. And so I'm going to be talking a little bit about all that. And then we will finish with my obsession with hotels, a nice little story there. And for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. All you have to do, just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows and I will do the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times we're living in. So please feel free, select any 3 shows from my Podbean archives. And if you have no preference, I strongly recommend the latest 3, which contain, as they all do, commentary about the current situation in its various guises. And you will be familiar with that, so much more able to give your own opinion as to how I deal with it, if you take the ones which are fresh in your mind. All right, so let me finish by giving you my contact information. First of all, my email address, which is actually blazoned across the top of my Podbean page, but you will need it if you want to order 3 shows. It is as follows. rwlmartin1@aol.com. My initials, my name and the number 1, rwlmartin1@aol.com. And I also have a Facebook and a Twitter page. My Facebook contains commentary which is a little bit too short for the maiden show, but it is free, and so you might like to consult my Facebook page at www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. Now that's all one word, lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. I have a Twitter page as well, which contains just one-liners, which I think might be either amusing or certainly apt for what's going on. And you can get that by going to www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. My initials, again, all one word, no punctuation or spaces, RM Wake Up Call, all lowercase. All right, so with that, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you all a wonderful week ahead. This is Richard Martin of the Wake Up Call saying bye-bye until Friday.